I would say that 75, that's actually a conservative number. We're going to go with that. Percent of all the properties that I've ever bought in my life, which is probably close to 1,000 at this point, were vacant.
Mm-hmm.
75%.
Yeah.
So there's a reason why people are pulling the vacant data and the absentee owned data because it's the low hanging fruit.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that that's going to be everyone, but the majority are. And you have a huge leg up on the competition by getting this data essentially with your own eyes.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Hey, Rhinos, David Dodge on. Today, I'm going to be your host, and today I am joined by one of my students. His name is Jack, and Jack just got his first deal, and Jack's going to tell us all about this deal today on the podcast. But before we get started, I want to just reemphasize really quickly at how simple this business is. You don't need to overthink it. A lot of people, they get analysis paralysis and they are just overthinking everything. But if we just decide to do a couple simple things in our business and have a lot of consistency with them, then we can have success. And Jack's a Rhino Roadmap student. He's been working with me for just a couple weeks at this point, and he just got a deal. So he's going to tell us all about that deal, and let's jump on in. Let's do it. I am joined with a student of mine, Jack. He's actually here locally in St. Louis with me. So this is just awesome that I get to meet Jack and I get to work with Jack. And, you know, he did a deal just recently and I'm like, hey, let's record a podcast. Let's tell everybody, you know, what the process looks like, because there's a lot of people listening. I'd imagine, Jack, that the majority of the people listening here are new, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to get that first deal. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself first and foremost, and then we'll jump on in.
Sure. Yeah. So been previously getting into wholesaling was self-employed for about 10 years.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Awesome.
Just turned 33. Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it.
Was self-employed. Was a recruiter, a variety of different industries.
Okay.
And yeah, just wasn't really in love with what I was doing, right? And it kind of got to the point where you're self-employed and not enjoying what you're doing. It's kind of a bad combo, right? And so really kind of it all started like kind of around COVID of just kind of going down this YouTube rabbit hole. And I had always had a real big interest in real estate, getting into real estate. It was always, once I have some money, enough money, I'm going to start investing and doing some things. And I think that sort of going down those rabbit holes, which one of the ways in which I found you.
Yeah, man. I've been down a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them. I'm trying to prevent myself into getting in them still today.
Yeah.
Because it happens a lot.
Right.
It's a big thing.
Yeah. Know? So just kind of did that and found wholesaling. I was like, hey, this actually sounds like something that's right in my wheelhouse. Like, right, you know, the skill sets I already have, and got really interested in it, got really excited about it. And finally, this past spring, was able to officially pull the trigger on it. And so one of the big things when I was starting out or making this transition was I kind of had a couple of rules. One, I knew I was like, I got to be really excited about this, right? Which, you know, I knew I was. And the second thing was, I need to get a coach. I need to find somebody that is going to help me. Like, I don't want
to... Just going to shorten that time frame from, you know, a year to a couple months or even weeks in some cases. Right.
Yeah. So that was a huge... So those are kind of like the two main things that I was, you know, focused on, right? Kind of the two rules my wife and I made, you know, as far as like, we need...
Yeah.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it the right way,
sure.
Right? And so, yeah. So that just kind of... April 18th, it was Monday, April 18th was like the first official day or first full day of me, you know, driving for dollars as my marketing.
It's working.
It's working.
I got a guy, listen, this is great. Now I'm going to interrupt you, but I'm going to just real quick.
Yeah,
I got a guy out right now driving for dollars.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
And maybe later tonight, I'm going to go do some D for D myself.
Right.
And it works.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean
No, it's all right. Yeah. First day driving. And then, you know, obviously still early in the process here, you know, right. But, you know, I've done a deal and, you know, I have a couple more.
Slow down.
All right.
So April 18th, you started driving. Did you do this on your own before you hit me up and was like, hey, I need some help?
No, I had reached out to you maybe in probably early March. It's probably when it was. Of just like, hey, like this is happening. I'm going to be making this transition.
We've only been working together for like...
It was like end of April,
two
officially.
2 months, man. Yeah, maybe two and a half, max.
I think like beginning of May was when I...
Because usually, you know, I tell people, hey, I'm pretty confident I'm going to get you a deal in, you know, 4 to 6 months, right? Hopefully sooner. And you were one of the guys that was like, I'm counting in the weeks, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You did it in like 9 or 10 weeks, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think I closed...
Less even. It might have even
I
been.
I close in about 8 weeks.
Eight weeks, man. Yeah, 2 months, 8 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to
derail
you. Just want to make sure that the audience is following where we're going with this, right? So you started, you reached out to me in the beginning, or did you do it on your own for a couple days or weeks or no?
I'm
ready to go.
It was, I had reached out to you prior to basically pulling the trigger.
Love it.
And I wanted it all, like, I wanted to have the game plan all laid out. Like,
I love it.
I'm going to start, and this is, you know,
I
here's
wish
my coach,
that I could,
and here's my, you know, here's my strategy, here's my coach, and when I'm ready, ready
I
ready
wish
to
I
pull
did
the
that,
trigger.
Because I'd spun my tires for 3.5 months before I hired a coach, and I did a deal with him in like 5 or 6 weeks, maybe less. I think it might have been within 3 or 4.
Okay.
But I had struggled for 3.5 months on my own.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, dude, all right, this is amazing. So you come in, we start working together, and I love it because what Jack did, he doesn't even, maybe he knows it, maybe he doesn't, but he prevented himself so much analysis paralysis because he wasn't dabbling with this or that or just learning. He was like, what is the quickest way to get a deal? And I laid it out and I'm like, here's what you're going to do, man. Let's pick 1 or 2 or 3 marketing methods. And don't do anything else. Quit watching YouTube videos. Quit getting lost and all this nonsense.
Yep.
Just start doing these 2 or 3 or 4 things. And you are the man because you were consistent. And every week when we would talk, multiple times a week, we would talk.
Yep.
Jack, what's up? Report your numbers. And you would give me some statistic or some number. And I would be like, man, I wish everybody was like Jack. And they got out there and they hustled. So you definitely had that hustle. So then again, pick up from where I'm at from here. So you started driving for dollars.
Driving for dollars, sending postcards. That's it. It's that.
It's that simple. That, wow. Yeah. Okay.
You know,
and you don't have to overcomplicate this business.
Right. Yeah. You know, went on a couple of appointments. First appointment, really excited to go on.
Of course.
And of course, oh, you know what? We're going to reschedule. I was like, oh, you know, and that happens.
Because you're spending time, you're spending money, and you're excited.
Yeah. And the first one, too, especially, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like so excited to get out there.
Yeah.
Let's reschedule. And then, you know, a couple of other, you know, I'm interested, but, you know, let's put something for a couple weeks out. I'm like, no, let's go. Like, I'll be there tomorrow. Like, I'll be there this afternoon. Like, let's, you know, let's meet.
I'll come. Are you there now? I'm in
route. I'll be there in 20. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm still that way, right? Like,
sure.
I'm just, you know, wanting to.
Well, that's
to,
what's
going to
make you.
Things,
you are already a good wholesaler, man. You got one done in 2 months. It's amazing. And you got 2 or 3 more in the pipeline right now. It's amazing. But the fact that you are in it to win it, you're ready to go. You are essentially saying, are you there now? I'll come. I'll come today. I'll come tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to win deals. And that's what you are doing, which is awesome. So driving for dollars, how many are you doing in a day or a week, a month? Like, just give me some
numbers. So I break it to 1,000 a month is what I'm adding, driving for dollars.
But you're consistent because I see and talk to you multiple times a week. And it's not like, oh, I'm just going to go do 1,015 hours over the weekend.
Yeah, you're doing
like 200 here and 100 there and 50 there and 80 there and 200 there.
There's some days in some neighborhoods I'm driving through that I could add 100 in
an hour.
An hour and a half.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I could do that.
Others, you might drive for an hour and get 6.
Yeah,
it
right.
It just depends.
And there's obviously a mixture. Like, you don't want to be in two nights in a neighborhood where there's just, you know, you're looking, now you're starting to nitpick right on something that's, you know, that's slightly off about a house. Or, you know, on the other side, I mean, you want to be in a neighborhood that, you know, houses need work and where there's investor activity, right? Mm-hmm. So I love driving down streets in neighborhoods where, you know, maybe there's one or two on a block that need work, but then I see tons of trucks out front of work being done, on other neighboring homes. I'm like, so there's a lot of, like, you know, there's a lot of investment going into a neighborhood. And those are the ones where you might find a lot, you know, a lot of homes.
Sure.
Right. You know, in a short amount of time. So, you know, I try to pace myself. Obviously, I don't want to get to, you know, the last week of the month and
of
be
course.
Like, I got to get 1,000, you know,
yeah,
this
or
week,
get it all
no
done
fun.
In the first week and then you don't might run out of credits or whatnot.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So
kind of go slow.
And, you know, and there's, so I don't drive every single day. Some days I'll, you know, the most I've ever had, I think, was like 180 in a day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Which is a lot.
That's
it's a lot of driving.
It's like 2-3 hours probably, or more.
But, you know, but then I'm not driving every single day.
Sure.
Right.
Love it, man. But what are you looking for when you're driving for dollars?
I mean, just any sort of distress, right? You know, and it could be, you know, there's a tarp on a roof, could be, you know, the gutter's hanging down, could be there's stuff growing in a gutter, right? We can get into it more, but the one that I found from the outside, it looked like a pretty decent house. It was a brick, you know, single story home, but there was just this, you know, the bushes were just so overgrown, right out in front. Like, clearly just hadn't been taken care of. It was, the home wasn't being loved, right? But, you know, so it was just anything that just kind of looks like someone isn't taking care of the home.
What'd you do next? You find these properties as you're driving.
Yeah. Deal Machine is the app I use.
Love it.
Just add them. What I'll do is I actually add them.
The guy that's out driving now is on using Deal Machine.
Yeah. Add them. And then I'll go back and look at the list after I'm done driving, get back and look on my computer. And I'll basically, any home that was purchased like in the last 6 months, you know, I delete. Maybe that's like a limiting belief. But if they just bought it 6 months ago, chances of them wanting to get rid of it right now, I don't know if that's the best use of, you know, ad spend or, you know, sending them a postcard. So
absolutely.
Anyone that, you know, bought it in the last 6 months, certainly, I'm just going to delete off of that list. And then everyone else just gets a postcard.
I want you to talk about that more because that is so powerful. All right. Marketing costs time and money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all it is. It's time and money. It's really and, not or, right? Time and money. And when you are going out and driving for dollars, or even if you are pulling a list off of Batch or PropStream or whatever service you're using, you want to make sure that this property wasn't purchased 6 months ago, guys. That is going to be a pretty unmotivating factor.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact
you're not tired of it yet. Yeah,
no.
For sure.
The
yeah.
fact that you're scrubbing those out is awesome. It's making your marketing not only more efficient, but more effective.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Didn't mean to interrupt, but that's very, very good thing that you're doing. And I love it. Keep doing that. And if you're pulling the list, filter off the on markets and make sure your equity is at a minimum of 30 to 40%
right
as well.
And that's the other one. Any, like right now, especially I'm not adding, like if I know that if I, there's like a corporate owned and it's some, you know, big, maybe they've got 100 units or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'd sell some of one that I'm not going to send to, you know, right now. Just if they want to get rid of one, I'm sure they, you know, have a,
you're smart though. You're looking at the owners, you're looking at when they were bought last, and you're filtering things in and out of it. So you're not going to waste your time and your money reaching out to these individuals that just bought it, or they own 40 properties and they're buying three more at a time and they're not selling anything. They're buying, and you know the difference.
And that's one thing to send one or two, but when you're sending, you know, 50, you know, or 100 a month, you know, that adds up, especially because I have it set up where, you know, for 6 months, they'll get one every single month.
They keep getting them.
So that adds up for sure.
Sure.
And that's why I just exclude those.
But I love that you aren't going after every one of those leads. You're instead saying, I want to make sure that I can hit these four or five or six times, because the way that it works is so crazy. But people have to see your name and your number and your business sometimes four or five or six times before they will actually pick up that phone. Now, did you get calls on your very first mailer? Probably. I'd assume so.
Yeah. You know, because my first one, I think I had sent out. Of course, I sent the first one to myself, right? Just to make sure. Does this even work?
Is this going to arrive?
Just to double check, just to proofread it or whatever. One last time. And then I think by then I already had like 500 or 600 homes already tagged by the time I got it in the mail.
Right.
So then I pretty much sent out, you know, basically a huge batch. And I think I got a couple calls right off.
And that's the thing. You're going to get, you know, anywhere from at a minimum, typically 1%, right? Sometimes a little less, but I've seen mailers go 4%, 5%, 6%. I mean, it can happen, right?
Yeah.
It just depends. It all averages out.
I think it's all timing.
Yeah. Average is probably, you know, 2-3%, you know, maybe a little higher, but not very high. But that's the reason that you have to send them multiple times, and you got to send them in general. Here's the thing that I can tell you from being in this business for basically 8 years full time at this point. It's crazy to think that, because it feels like a couple. It just, time flies. It's nuts. People will save these postcards. Mm-hmm. They'll put them in their junk drawers or put them on their refrigerator jack, and they will call you 5 or 6 or 7 years later.
Wow, which is wild.
How do I know? Because I get calls sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
So here's how I know. I don't use my cell phone number on my marketing anymore because, you know, I want to separate business and personal. Recommend everybody do that as well. But in the beginning, the first 10 months, I didn't care. I didn't know that I needed to separate it. I just said, you know what? This is in my pocket all day. There's no better, you know, way to answer marketing than answer live. Mm-hmm. There's no better way.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, send it to my phone. And now we forward it to phones or to people or whatever, right? But back then we did that. So I still get calls from postcards to my cell phone. It doesn't bother me. I'm like, this is amazing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You saved this postcard for 6 years?
Right.
And I'll ask them, are you calling me from a postcard that was like blue and white, you know? And they'll be like, every time. It's wild.
Yeah.
So the point I'm trying to make is people save these postcards. So just because you might not get a high response rate the day they hit mailboxes, as you hit them more and more, you're going to get more. And people actually will save these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So you sent some postcards after driving for dollars. You're doing a ton of driving for dollars. You're sending mail. You're slowing down on the mail. So instead of sending every lead, you're scraping out leads that you don't think you're going to be.
And
then are you
percentage.
Calling or texting or not? Nothing.
Nothing.
All inbound
mail.
Lead.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a great way to approach it if you don't have a ton of time. You can pay for marketing. You don't have to spend the time calling and texting. It's time and money and or, right?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially you can determine it, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know, so you're bringing these in, and then holy cow, tell me about this deal after 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is like awesome. The most amazing time frame.
So it's sort of funny. So I actually had gone on another appointment or had another appointment scheduled prior, and 10 minutes before I get a call. Hey, I'm running from the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm running late. 10 minutes after the appointment, 20 minutes. Now it's 30 minutes after the appointment. The guy told me he was on his way. So now I'm calling just figuring what the heck is going on. And he's like, oh, you know, I can't make it anymore. more. I'm just like, so I'm, and I know, you know, it's like stuff happens.
Yeah.
Right? And I mentally,
it's hard to not get mad, but you got to be friendly because that's the whole goal. It's like, okay, when can you meet?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I'm leaving this appointment kind of feeling deflated, just kind of like, okay, this wasn't it. I thought it could have been, you know, but this wasn't
spent
it.
Spent the time driving, spent the money mailing.
And just
man,
the excitement
I
of,
it.
I want my first deal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so I'm leaving and I, you know, my phone starts ringing and I know it's the number they're calling, the marketing number. I'm like, okay, snap out of it. Like, this could be another seller. Like,
yes.
just time, like,
yes.
you know, you can't
Love
answer
it.
The phone with low energy
yep.
and just, you know, feeling sad for yourself. So pick up the phone and the gentleman gets up. He was like, hey, I got your postcard here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sent this to me. I'm interested in selling, would like to learn more. You know, so I pull over. Full,
yeah,
full
give you
attention.
My full attention.
Right? Yeah.
What you say your name was
yeah,
again,
right,
sir?
Exactly.
All right, yeah.
Get my, you know, notepad and pen out.
Yes.
You know, just kind of asking some general questions like, well, you know, tell me a little bit about the house and, you know, start asking questions about the condition and, you know, like, oh, okay, you know, like, you know, why are you looking to sell? And kind of long story short, this, you know, he had inherited another house further out and had lived in this house for a long time.
So this was a house he lived in?
Yeah.
He lived at the time still or no?
He had moved out already a couple months prior.
But he had been there for years.
He had been there, yeah, for like 40 some odd years, something
like
that.
Oh, that many years.
Yeah. So he, yeah. And I'm like, so, you know, what are you hoping if everything goes perfectly? Like, you know, what are you hoping happens here? And he's just like, I just want this to be as easy as possible. I don't want to have to do any work and, you know, named a price of what he was looking for. And at the time, I had no idea. It didn't mean anything to me other than...
You hadn't seen it.
I hadn't
run
seen
comps.
It. I don't know what the comps were. So I was like, okay, great. Okay. At least a starting point,
sure.
right? Clearly motivate. I mean, about as textbook as it gets as far as, you know, a wholesale deal goes, right? There's someone that wants to do absolutely no work. Someone that, you know, just wants this to be as easy as possible.
Would you know, you say that he knew that he was giving you a good deal?
Yeah, I think what he thought was, this is a fair deal, but if I don't have to do any work.
That's where I'm going next. So he knew he was giving you a deal, but he was asking for convenience in exchange, was he not?
Yep. Yeah,
and
exactly
the convenience that he was asking for was probably cash, quick, and as is, was it not?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy cow, guys. This is all we do at the end of the day is we find people with problems. We help solve their problems by buying the properties. And how do we do that? We find people that have the problems that need the convenience, right? In exchange, we ask for discounts. And that's what happened here. That's so
speeding,
amazing.
Speed and convenience,
what
right?
a great
that's
deal.
So literally the next day, he met me out at the property. I know, you know, looking at it and trying to figure out, you know, all the different stuff. I think the furnace, I think I have never seen a furnace that looked like that. It was like about the size of a bus, painted like green.
Big just, old 40-year-old furnace.
It was really old. And it wasn't in bad shape, but it hadn't been updated in 40 years, right? But everything needed to be, you know, needed work on it. You know, I'm kind of running my numbers and kind
of. This is when you went to meet him.
Yeah, when I went to go meet him, I'm running the numbers of repairs.
Is he following you around?
We kind of walked the property,
That's good, though. You want to make a friend.
Yeah, we walked it together, right? Exactly,
awesome.
And it's not a huge house, right? It was a 1,000-square-foot, you know, two-bedroom house. It's not a, you know, not too many places to hide. And yeah, so, you know, I'm kind of running my numbers and kind of doing what I think the, by then I knew, you know, roughly what ARV, what, you know, was. And, you know, I'm kind of doing the math in my head. And the number he shot me yesterday or,
on the
you know,
phone,
on the,
yeah,
me,
sure,
on,
sure.
The day before, I'm like, this is the exact number
that I
would
need
to come
be.
Up, to host. I'm like, listen, like
textbook. So, here's the thing, you don't always have to try to negotiate somebody way down if they're motivated, which is what you've found, and you're gonna find hundreds of more. I'm confident, Jack, this is not that hard, You got to be consistent, and that's the one thing that's gonna set the guys in the business that do deals and do them quickly, even at that, versus those that don't, is the consistency. It is the one single thing. That is the differentiator, literally.
Yeah.
But you made a friend with the guy. You're walking around. The number that you needed to be at was the number he was asking. He knew that he was going to give you a good deal on it, but he also knew that it needed all this crazy work. Yeah. And the convenience that you offered was what he wanted to solve his problem.
Right.
Isn't that crazy how it comes full circle? This isn't that hard. It's amazing. It's you're doing great, though. I'm not trying to undermine your efforts. I'm just saying now that you've got it behind you, you can do 100 more. Can you not?
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So you gave him a number that he asked, and then what? You're like, hey, this works?
Yeah. I was like, you know, we're at the same number. This is what I'm going to, you know, I can offer you that. Like, you know, I had a contract. I'm like, let's sign. He goes, okay, well, I've got one other person, you know, that I'm waiting to hear on that toured it or looked at the place yesterday.
I would have done this. I would have got my phone and been like, well, call him. See if he wants to buy. Because I wanted to buy it right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in retrospect, there's a lot of stuff you could, you know, I would maybe do differently. Yeah. Or
so how did it play out, though?
So I'm like, okay, like, I'm ready to do this now. But, like, I understand, like, I want to respect that. He called me an hour later. I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And
did you give him a contract or no?
I did not. I did not leave him
one. Pro tip,
contract.
Leave him one next
time. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Right. So yeah, even when it goes perfectly, right? There's
anything.
Still things.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still ways to improve.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. No, no, no. You did great, bro. You made $10,000, by the way. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got the contract signed, got it over to Title, and posted just in the local Facebook group.
Amazing.
And within probably about 2 hours of that post going live, someone said, yeah, I'm interested. Let's meet.
Let's meet.
So we went over
there. Did you put a lockbox on it, or did you have to meet the seller back there? How did that all play out?
So I actually went out.
And
so,
I know, but I want the audience to know.
Right. Yeah, so I had, you know, he called me. It was a Friday. He called me and said, great, let's do it.
This is the seller.
This is the seller,
okay,
yes.
Perfect.
To say,
did you email them on the offer, or did you drive back over there?
So I was like,
I'm asking because they're asking.
I said, what's your email? And he said, I don't have an email.
Okay. That's he said that.
Yeah.
So oh, wow.
And I was like,
old guy.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, okay. Not that old to not have an email, but anyway.
Yeah, he had to have been 50 to 60, right?
He's
been
there
for 40 years, roughly. So yeah, okay.
So I drove out to St. Charles with a contract Friday afternoon. I was like, let's do it.
Consistency, guys.
So,
he didn't give up. He said, I'm going to do what it takes to get over the
finish line. I met him at his new house. He signed it, took a title. And
then you made the post.
And then I made the post. And by Monday afternoon, had a contract signed. Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
A to B, B to C. What were the prices?
40 is what I got under contract for.
Okay.
50 is what I signed it for.
Love it.
And
you made the 10, right? Even, clean.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have to go to closing and pay the double close or any of these fees, that's the great thing about assignments is you get the rounded number, $10,000 and 0 cents, like, bam.
Right. Yeah.
Those are the best checks, man.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, $9,600 is still pretty cool, but $10,000 is just way better.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway. So,
and then closing went relatively
Yeah, I mean, we literally just went in. I got the first appointment they had available. And even the end buyer was like, can we move it up? And I'm like, I would love to move it up. It was the first appointment available. I'm calling, being, hey, if there's a cancellation, we'll come in sooner.
Yeah,
if that's all right.
My buyer's ready to go.
Yeah,
I want to get paid, baby.
Exactly.
Let's go.
And they're
I
like, and then basically just response was like, we'll let you know.
We'll let you know. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
If you don't ask, the answer is no anyway.
100%. Man. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like I said, it was about as textbook, I felt like, as it gets, right? As far as the deal goes. And
which is the greatest thing, though, because it doesn't have to be complicated.
Right, yeah.
You know? I mean, if you don't have the resources to drive, then you can buy your lists. I prefer to drive to get my leads because they're good leads. And I can even filter in on these apps like Deal Machine that you and I are both using. I can filter in the vacants. I can filter in the absentees.
Mm-hmm.
I can filter in the tax delinquent. So I can see on the map as I'm driving if there's other things that may, you know, list stacking essentially,
right?
To list, you know, to show that there's going to be an elevated level of motivation. And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you did the driving for dollars, but guys, you can pull a list too, right? You don't have to necessarily do that. I prefer the driving for dollars, but we do both. And then you can cold call or cold text these people. If you have the time, it's going to be much cheaper than send a mail. But if you don't have the time, Jack, I know you have 3 kids and you're busy as hell, man. So you're like, I'm just going to buy the marketing. I'm going to pay for it. And I'm going to get my phone ringing, and your phone's ringing.
Yeah.
And people are motivated on the other end.
Right. Yeah.
And there's no magic trick
right
up my sleeve or yours, is there?
Right. Yeah.
No. But at the end of the day, we did a lot of really cool things, man. A, we got you a first deal, made you 10K.
Yeah.
Boom. Love that.
Yep.
That's awesome. B, we helped a seller sell a property that was looking for convenience, and you did that.
Right.
That's a win right there. You won and made 10 grand. That's a win. The buyer, who I know is a friend of mine, he's loving the deal because he's going to turn it into a rental property.
Right.
And he won.
Yeah.
And guess who else won? The contractors that are going to get hired by our friend, the title company, because they got a transaction out of it. An insurance agent's going to win because he's going to get a new policy. He or she's going to get a new policy on it. Right.
Yep.
And then the hardware store is going to win because they're going to sell a bunch of materials. There's so many wins that are created by helping somebody. And that's the best part about this business. Of course, we're in this business to make money. In fact, the definition of business is the act of making money, oddly enough.
Yeah.
But we lead with integrity, and we try to find problems and we solve those problems. We don't lead with, oh, I'm trying to get this thing for $4 so I can go make $1 million on it. You know, we're trying to solve problems. We're trying to help people, and we can get paid, in my opinion, really handsomely, you know, for doing good work here. So, dude, amazing. And tell me more about these other couple deals that you're working right now. And you've been in the game for, what, 10 weeks now? This is like, you got that deal closed, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? Give or take?
Yeah, about,
Call three, two and a half.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been in the game less than 3 months, though.
Mm-hmm.
Deal done and 2 or 3 more ready to
roll. Yeah. So just same deal, driving for dollars and going to just different neighborhoods, which is kind of a nice thing, too, just getting to know actually, like, physically being in the neighborhoods and different parts. And probably a lot of places, but St. Louis especially. I mean, neighborhoods neighborhood to neighborhood changes so much. So that's like helpful just to actually be kind of boots on the ground.
After you do that a lot, you're going to get calls from people and you're going to be like, man, I remember that street.
Yeah.
Because you were on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
It's awesome. Have you pulled any leads yet or is it all driving for dollars?
All driving for dollars. Yeah.
I love that because again, it doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, we get deals from that. We get deals from pulling leads. You get deals from both.
Well, and I think what's really interesting is I know, you know, a lot of people go after absentee owner vacant properties. And what's interesting is, you know, this, the property I closed and these other two that are potential or two of the three that are potential that I'm working on now are actually vacant, but they weren't listed as vacant.
Not yet.
So they could, right. So they weren't quite listed as vacant yet. So that's I got there before, because if it had, you know, as soon as it turns vacant, yeah, maybe they're going to get bombarded.
Yeah, I'm going to hit them with a mail or a call or a text or something, right?
But you could tell, like just driving by, you could tell these were vacant.
Yep. Or, and it often takes, here's the cool thing, here's a pro tip. It often takes 6 months. So by the way, all the vacant data is provided by the United States Post Office. That's who marks it vacant. We can pull that data from various softwares. I actually can get it direct through USPS through a 501c3 that we own. But essentially, people are just scraping that data and then they're reselling it. But at the end of the day, the United States Post Office is the only people that have the data on if a property is vacant or not. And the point I'm trying to make is it can take sometimes 6 months or more to get marked as vacant. And if you can drive around and drive for dollars, you have a massive advantage over the other people that are just Brian lists and they're not getting their own because you have a 6 to 10 month head start on those properties. And I can tell you something else, Jack. I would say, and I'm not even exaggerating here. That's why I'm going to take my time on this for a second. I would say that 75, that's actually a conservative number. We're going to go with that. Percent of all the properties that I've ever bought in my life, which is probably close to 1,000 at this point, were vacant. 75%.
Yeah.
So there's a reason why people are pulling the vacant data and the absentee owned data because it's the low hanging fruit.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that that's going to be everyone. I mean, again, 1 in 4 is not, but the majority are. And you have a huge leg up on the competition by getting this data essentially with your own eyes versus waiting 6-8 months for the post office to flag it as that as such.
Right.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So you got two more in the pipeline. What are you thinking about these? Still negotiating, still following up? What's going on?
Yeah, so one under contract right now. Actually just came, was showing it to another investor before it came here. And the other two, we've agreed on price. You know, I've sent contracts. I'm just waiting for that. You know, it should be in my inbox, but it's not yet. So I don't want to, you know, count my chicken before they hatch. But, you know, that they would, I think the price I got them at, I'm really excited about.
I like both those prices. I looked at those.
Yeah,
they look good.
So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, same thing. I think they're just good deals, you know, where there's, again, you look at comps in the neighborhood. Some are way up here and, you know, some were down here. Well, I know the ones that were way down here, you can tell who's bought them. They're, you know, corporations.
Yep. Which is so easy to find. You just go online and use, what are you using, Batch or PropStream or something?
Yeah, I have Batch. Yeah.
There you go. And you just go look at the other houses that are the comps and you just look at the data.
Right.
You spend time, Jack. That's the thing. A lot of people, they want to try to fast track this business, you know, and they want to be able to do it. You know, they don't want to spend time looking at the data. And it's like the money's in the data.
Yeah.
Right. It's telling you who bought it, who sold it, what they paid for it, how much they owe on it. It's all there.
Right.
Spend some time looking at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, I like the prices they're at. You know, like, fingers crossed that I get those contracts back, but I think there'll be more of kind of the classic.
I bet you'll get them both back. Just be consistent. But there's a fine line. You can't be calling them every 3 hours.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they're going to be like, you're harassing me. Leave me alone.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, every day or two, you know, like, and the great thing is you can follow up in so many different ways. You can call, obviously. You can shoot them a text. You can send them an email. You can drop by. You can throw in a contract in the mail and get it delivered to their mailbox. And then they're just a business card and a contract. Hey, you know, maybe throw a sticky note on the top of it and says, hey, I haven't forgot about you. Just want to make sure you didn't lose the agreement. Here's another one.
Right.
Like there's so many different ways and you just got to keep touching these people. And I'm confident that you're going to be doing 2-3 deals a month here in no time, man.
That's kind of, that's the next step. That's get there and then kind of hit the next
Goal
after that. Keep moving the goalposts in a good way.
In a good way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Loving it. But guys, this is a perfect example of somebody that has not overcomplicated the business. Jack said, I don't want this whole analysis paralysis. I don't want to go watch 600 YouTube channels by 18 different people, you know, and get confused. I just want to pick a couple things that I know work, that are proven, and I'm going to get very, very consistent with them. And I'm going to be very, very persistent with these activities. They're two different things. Consistency and persistence are two different things. And you got both of them, my friend. And that's what brought you a deal in 8 weeks. And that's what's going to bring you 10 more in the next couple months.
Yeah.
I'm confident of it. Jack, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having
me. Oh my
me.
God. Really, thank you for
this
coming
really
in.
Fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. We're just going to have fun here.
Exactly.
So guys, you can do this too, right? Jack is consistent and persistent. So be like Jack. Follow in his footsteps. Don't give up. Pick one or two simple marketing methods that are proven. And there's hundreds of them. That's the cool thing. There are hundreds of them. And just get out there and make friends with people, right? Whenever you're out at the property, just make a friend with that person. It's going to be way better than any trick or tip that you may have hidden up your sleeve. People don't want to be sold. They want to work with people that they know, like, and trust, which is just me making a friend with them. And then you simply made a post on Facebook, which is amazing because it's free. We all have this little device in our pocket that accesses it. And you got some people that were interested, and you had it sold within, well, how many hours did it take to have the contract and have it sold? Or days? Hours or days? Probably
hours.
Hours.
Less than a day.
less than a day.
Yeah.
$10,000 assignment, and everybody won. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Jack, thanks again for coming on the show. One last question for you before we wrap up. If you are new and you are listening or watching this right now, all right, what advice would you tell them? Because I got a lot of experience. Sometimes I overlook the little things, right? What would be some advice that you would give the new person to prevent the analysis paralysis and to help them get a deal in as little as you did?
Get a coach. I mean, really,
it's going to help you a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of awesome content on YouTube, and you can definitely get the basics.
So much of it, though.
Yeah, you can definitely get the basics, right? Like, I mean, just even last week going through one of the deals I have under contract now, it was, you know, a couple of weird tweaks, and it wasn't overcomplicated.
No.
But having you being able to reach out to you, you know, directly and say, this is what I'm working on, you know, what's going on.
I love it.
And, you know, for you, it was something really straightforward and easy. For me, it was something I'd never seen before, done before.
It's new. How do you know? You don't know what you don't know.
You know, so that's just one example, but yeah, I mean, that's something too. And even if you know, having that, can I come to you and what do you think of this?
You're going to be much more confident. Yeah. Yes. If I'm saying yes, or that person that has a ton of experience says, I love it, man.
Yeah. That would be 100% my advice.
Man, I love it.
Is to do that. Figure out a way, you know, to get a coach.
I'm so proud of you. I'm not trying to be weird, but like I am. But I'm also just so excited because, dude, you are consistent and you're persistent. And I'm confident that you're going to lock both of those deals that you're working up now. And you're going to have multiple deals in the next couple months. And it's just going to be fun to see you grow from a marketer and a wholesaler to even an investor here soon, too. So,
yeah,
Jack, very, very cool. Hey. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks again.
We appreciate it.
All right.
Guys, you heard it from Jack. He did it, and you can do this too. And I'm here to help. That's the good news. So guys, head on over to wholesalinginc.com and book a call and learn more about the Rhino Roadmap. We are getting people their first deal, loving it, and having fun doing it. And we can do it for you too. I can't wait to work with you directly. So head on over, book a call. And with that, you guys have a great day. Signing off.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.